Part 1 of Lizzie Lee by Elizabeth Gaskell. From Household Words, a Weekly Journal, Number 1, Saturday, March the 30th, 1850. Lizzie Lee in 4 chapters. Chapter 1. When death is present in a household on Christmas Day, the very contrast between the time as it now is and the day as it has often been gives a poignancy to sorrow, a more utter blankness to the desolation. James Lee died just as the faraway bells of Rochdale Church were ringing for morning service on Christmas Day, 1836. A few minutes before his death, he opened his already glazing eyes and made a sign to his wife by the faint motion of his lips that he had yet something to say. She stooped close down and caught the broken whisper.
"I forgive her, Anne. May God forgive me."
"Oh, my love, my dear, only get well, and I will never cease showing my thanks for those words. May God in heaven bless thee for saying them. Thou art not so restless, my lad. Maybe, oh God."
For even while she spoke, he died. They had been 22 years man and wife. For 19 of those years their life had been as calm and happy as the most perfect uprightness on the one side and the most complete confidence and loving submission on the other could make it. Milton's famous line might have been framed and hung up as the rule of their married life, for he was truly the interpreter who stood between God and her. She would have considered herself wicked if she had ever dared even to think him austere, though as certainly as he was an upright man, so surely was he hard, stern, and inflexible. But for 3 years, the moan and the murmur had never been out of her heart. She had rebelled against her husband, as against a tyrant, with a hidden, sullen rebellion, which tore up the old landmarks of wifely duty and affection, and poisoned the fountains whence gentlest love and reverence had once been for ever springing. But those last blessed words replaced him on his throne in her heart, and called out penitent anguish for all the bitter estrangement of later years. It was this which made her refuse all the entreaties of her sons that she would see the kind-hearted neighbours who called on their way from church to sympathise and condole. No, she would stay with the dead husband that had spoken tenderly at last, if for 3 years he had kept silence. Who knew but what, if she had only been more gentle and less angrily reserved?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?